from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic. I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's rational and data-driven, but also insightful and easily digestible and easy for everyone to understand. You can subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. On the first segment of today's show, we're going to talk about Tyler Austin, the Giants acquiring him from the Minnesota Twins yesterday, and we're going to discuss who he is, what he brings to the Giants, and what fans should reasonably expect, and what it means for the future of the organization. And we're also going to, in the second segment, talk about the disappointing 6-5 loss the Giants were handed by the San Diego Padres last night. But first, definitely the most relevant thing, I think, to start the show with is the acquisition of Tyler Austin from the Twins. And in a corresponding move, the Giants did designate Connor Joe for assignment. So there's a lot to get into with this. And so who is Tyler Austin? He is 27 years old. He's right-handed. And we've talked at great length on this show about platoons. And Tyler Austin is like the epitome of a guy who probably should be platooned, at least based on the fact that in his major league career, which spans 122 games, 409 plate appearances total, so not very much, he is a guy who has just crushed left-handed pitching in his career and has struggled with right-handed pitching. So in his career against lefties, he's batted 146 times, and his slash line is a .278 batting average with a .349 on base percentage and a .603 slugging percentage. So the OBP and the slugging are really standout characteristics for him in his brief career against left-handed pitching. And so you add it all up and he's been 49% above average offensively against left-handed pitching. And again, that doesn't mean like compared to other people exclusively against left-handed pitching. I mean that level of offensive production is about 50% better than the average major league offensive level of production for position players, pitchers being excluded from this. And so it's exciting. And tonight he started against a lefty and he got on base twice. And so I think that there's little doubt that the Giants view this as an upgrade over Connor Joe. And what seems to be evident here is that someone like Connor Joe and someone like Michael Reed, who were thrust into the opening day lineup, and I do think a lot of that had to do with the fact that they were facing left-handed pitchers in San Diego. And if it was a righty, we probably would have seen Gerardo Parra and maybe like Yonhair Vasilarte, or maybe it would have been Joe in left field regardless. But with the addition of Pilar and now Tyler Austin, it seems evident to me that this roster is a constant work in progress. And whenever they can pull the trigger and make that move, and they're only willing to do so under their terms, they're not going to make a move for the sake of making a move. And we've heard Farhan Zaidi say that several times, that we explored those possibilities, but it just didn't make sense for us. Tyler Austin hit 17 home runs in 69 games last season. Defensively, I thought he was going to play outfield, but last night, Brandon Belt played the outfield and Tyler Austin played first base against a lefty. So that's interesting. If you put Brandon Belt in your outfield, suddenly their outfield got a lot better because Brandon Belt is a quality major league hitter, and especially against lefties, it looks like Tyler Austin is a quality bat. So if you can form a platoon there, just anything to add offense, because they really have been scuffling so far early in the season. Remember, to get Locked On Giants Baseball, you can subscribe on the brand new podcast app Himalaya. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya on your app store and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about last night's game, a very tough loss for the Giants, but we're going to talk about some pros and some cons with that game, so you're not going to want to miss that. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, so as promised, we get to talk about this 6-5 loss last night to the San Diego Padres. So the notes I have here are A, that Tyler Austin started this game against a lefty, and he made an out in his first plate appearance, but then he hit a rocket single on a ground ball in his second plate appearance, and he also walked in his third plate appearance. So that was nice to see. That was really the role that Connor Joe and Michael Reed, for that matter, were supposed to fill, being a guy who can, you know, start against a lefty and pinch hit against a lefty even when a righty has started the game, so they don't start but come off the bench. But that can be, Tyler Austin is very capable of fulfilling that role, and it should also be noted that he does strike out a lot. Even against left-handed pitching, he has historically struck out over 30% of the time. So my next note here, of course, was the biggest hit of the game. For the Giants, at least, it seemed like it would be the big hit of the game, but it wasn't. It was the Kevin Pillar Grand Slam. It was, in my opinion, one of the most exciting moments of the year for the Giants, and it felt like it put the game away at 5-0. You just thought that was it. With Bumgarner on the mound and with a good bullpen behind him, it seemed like there was no chance the Padres were going to come back, and this was just going to be a nice win. But it was not to be. Although, before we move on, I should mention that, shockingly, this was the first Grand Slam that the Giants have hit since April of 2017. So it's literally been 2 years since the last Grand Slam was hit by the Giants. And that is a shocking number and a real sign of the times. Like, someone like Tyler Austin is not that difficult to acquire. I mean, the Giants gave up, I have to look up the name because I had never even heard it before today. Malik Ziegler, who was a 22nd round pick in 2016. So that's who they gave up to acquire Tyler Austin. And it's kind of shocking. The Giants have, you know, of previous eras when Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans were in charge, they just didn't care about adding power, evidently. And it's true, you don't need power. I think that you can be good offensively in other ways, and it is the same value. But the fact is that they also didn't really get into platoon situations, and Tyler Austin looks like a straight platoon. So I think that's more kind of what the missing ingredient was a willingness to embrace guys who just crush one side of pitching. So anyway, Pillar hits the Grand Slam against a left-handed pitcher, and I think that's worth mentioning because he also is better against lefties. And the Giants take the big lead, but then the Padres come crawling back. Will Myers hit a home run. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a home run. And then Madison Bumgarner was still out there late in the game, and he hit Fernando Tatis. We're in the third time through the order, and the next batter up is a switch hitter, and he doubles off the wall. So I thought having Bumgarner out there, I know his pitch count was kind of low, but he had given up a couple of homers, and he clearly didn't have his best stuff. The fastball velocity was averaging around 90, 91 maybe. I think it was 90.6. So not his best stuff. He wasn't getting a lot of strikeouts. Up 5-3, I believe, was the score at that time in the seventh inning. Thought it might have been a good time to just give your bullpen a fresh inning. This whole like seventh inning for the starter thing, even though they've given up a couple homers and aren't striking anybody out, that to me is again like an old school type of thinking move, just to give respect to your starter, and you're kind of playing to the fact that the score is what it is, as opposed to the fact that he's given up a couple long home runs and some loud contact in this game. But they leave him out there. He hits Tatis. I think he was way ahead in the count and ends up, you know, throwing a bunch of pitches, and Tatis fouls off some balls and ultimately hits him on a 3-2 pitch. And then it seemed like that might be a good time to take him out, but they let him face one more batter who doubles. And all of a sudden, the go-ahead run comes to the plate and they bring in Reyes Maranta. And you feel like, okay, well, they can get out of this situation because Maranta is a good reliever and there's some right-handed batters coming up. But first batter hits a ground out and a run scores. Runner stays on second. The tying run stays on second. And then the next batter, Franmil Reyes, hits a absolute tape measure home run to left field on a hanging slider. And that was the first home run that the Giants bullpen has given up this year. And it was a truly awful time for it, to be perfectly honest. There were probably a million other times that a home run would have not hurt the Giants as much as it did tonight, but that's just kind of how it's gone in the early season for the San Francisco Giants. So they give up the home run. It's 6-5, and that would be the final score. So another note from this game is that Gerardo Parra got hit by a pitch in the face and was down flat on his stomach in pain for a while, and they ended up putting a towel on his face, and he walked off on under his own power. Thankfully, it turns out that it is just a cut on his lip, and he's expected to be fine. But it was definitely a scary moment. I thought he got hit in the teeth, which, you know, would have been awful. But apparently, just a lip cut, and he will be fine, and is expected to be available tomorrow. So the last thing from this game is that Buster Posey, in my view, from what I've been seeing, has been taking better swings this season, even though the results haven't necessarily been there. And tonight, we can see the exit velocity on some of his hits, and he hit multiple balls in play over 100 miles an hour, including a double in the eighth inning to lead off the inning that the Giants couldn't capitalize on. It is good to see it. It does look like his hip is doing significantly better, because last season he really looked like, and there's actually a quote from Alonzo Powell, the hitting coach, in an Andrew Baggerly recent article about Posey, and Baggerly has noticed the same thing that I'm seeing, which is that Posey does look better and like there's more going on, more body, more lower half in his swing. And Alonzo Powell said Posey spent the entire 2018 season in a two-strike approach, like even in an 0-0 count or a 2-0 count. Posey was constantly just using his hands and his upper half. So it's really good to see Posey seemingly driving the ball a little bit. And the results haven't necessarily been there, but tonight they were. I don't know how many hits he had. He may have had multiple hits, but I know he hit a big loud double, but he hit the ball hard multiple times, and it does seem that he's getting a lot more behind these swings, so that is exciting to see, and hopefully he's able to translate it into a bounce back season, because his decline has been rather dramatic, and it really hurts the Giants, because he is a really key piece to them, not only on defense, but also on offense. He's been their MVP for a long time, so if he can bounce back and be a dangerous hitter at the plate once again, that would be huge for the San Francisco Giants moving forward. So that's all the time we have for today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. We will be with you again tomorrow, talking about tonight's game against the Padres, again at 6:45, again a lefty on the mound for the Padres. The Giants have faced a ton of left-handed pitching, but that means we'll get to see Tyler Austin again, and it will be interesting to see if Brandon Belt is out in the outfield again. That's definitely a very relevant thing, and will be interesting to follow to see if that continues. Remember, to get Locked On Giants Baseball, you can subscribe on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. We're every single weekday, Monday through Friday, with episodes approximately 15 minutes in length, covering the San Francisco Giants in a way that's rational and data-driven, but also insightful and easily digestible and easy for everyone to understand. My name's Ben Kasbick. It's been so great to be with you again. If you like this show, please consider subscribing and leaving a review and telling your friends. I would really appreciate all of that. So I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.